Hey everyone, how is everything going today? We just wanted to share that we're so happy you're here with us. And I'm having a little bit of stuff with this.
You having some technical
difficulties? I am having technical. It's like, how do we stop our music? This is interesting.
There we go.
Well, you know, anytime you have a... Well, maybe I ought to just stop that and see if we can get out of there and come back. We'll see.
You do it.
Okay. I'll see if we... So I'm wondering if... Well, let's see.
I had messed with it earlier, and it kind of screwed up the whole thing. So.
Okay. Well, do this, Angela. Log out of that one particular thing since we're online, and hopefully we can just open up the board. There we go. And we'll just log back in. So, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on this Sunday's topic of intuition. Are you listening to yours? We appreciate you joining Angela and I. And Angela, since you are there.
Hey.
And how is things going over there?
Oh, things are fantastical.
Ooh, I like that.
I couldn't pick a better word.
All right. Well, share one thing that you're appreciating right now. We'll just start that. That feels good. That felt good, the fantastical.
One thing I'm appreciating right now is just joy. I'm just joyful today.
Ooh, I like that. Thank you for sharing that. Ooh, I needed that. Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that, I'm joyful too because we're actually talking about this topic to segue into it. One of the things that is interesting to me is that I've had a lot of conversations with people lately that regarding intuition, and one of the things that came from these conversations are some people say, intuition, what is that? Mm-hmm. Or they'll say, I don't know if I'm following my intuition or not, which I found really interesting because I just feel like I guess it's part of, like, my skin for me personally, and I just thought everybody kind of had a sense of their own intuition. You know what I mean?
I think everybody does, but it's just like, you know, what do you, we kind of get in our heads about things because, you know, we're not supposed to, that's kind of not a rational thing to do, is how it's looked at.
Ah, you know what? I like the way you said that because it kind of segues into the description I was looking for today about intuition. And one of the descriptions was instinctive knowing without the use of rational processes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love that you said that you actually said that because, and no, this was not planned, guys. She really
mm-hmm.
said that, and it was
mm-hmm.
not planned. So.
Nope, we didn't talk about this before.
But it was really interesting because I'm always curious about how people, you know, the psychology of people and how I love kind of getting behind the scenes anyway and just being sensitive and intuitive, you know, just kind of having that as part of that innate bend in my nature and experiencing way more stuff than most people did growing up. You know, a long time, my life felt like an up and down roller coaster. I was so easily distracted growing up and through my younger years about other people's stuff. I just felt like I didn't really have a good grasp of boundaries. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would either be really, really friendly to people that I probably wasn't in my best interest, or I would be very guarded and non-trusting to people that would probably be more supportive in my best interest. And it just made a really noisy my mind was very, very noisy, and I felt on guard for a long time, up and down. And part of it was, you know, recognizing that some of the stuff I was picking up had nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really wasn't supporting my, you know, just kind of my spiritual, the spiritual aspect and my spiritual environment. And I didn't know how easily I was distracted by other people's stuff, energy. So once I started learning about how to work with my own energy field and how to support all of my bodies, my physical, my mental, my spiritual, my emotional bodies, it got a lot better. And yeah, it actually took a turn right around the time when I started trusting my own gut reaction, you know, apart from what other people believed. Then my inner outer noise started quieting down a lot more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
You know, do you remember how that gut feeling is like, you know, you trust your gut?
And then usually, you know, we dismiss that, you know, it's like, I'm just being ridiculous. But there are times where I know I have done that and was very sorry that I didn't listen to that voice that was, you know, speaking so loudly that I just decided, you know what, no, that's, I'm being irrational. Let me be, you know, a rational person and do what a rational person would do and do what I was getting ready to do in the first place and completely override my inner voice.
Or, you know, just, or being, like, I'm a pretty right, I mean, I feel like I'm balanced in my right left brain, but what about when someone else discounts your gut reaction?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the powers to be in your life and you're growing up and you're
mm-hmm.
speaking your mind or you're, you know, you're speaking that intuition and it's discounted by somebody that you love or appreciate or respect or teachers or professors,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Or employers, you know,
yeah.
Anybody in your life that had a circle of influence, sometimes those very mentors or representations of, you know, the powers to be in our lives, they will discount, and if we accept their discount, then it sets us up to get, to not hear the signals, you know, to not
mm-hmm.
be, in, like, sensitive to our own gut reactions or to ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, because it's you know, well, as Angela and I will be sharing, there's a lot of different ways that intuition plays in our lives. And so that was a really supportive thing for me to come across is when I started trusting my gut reaction. So I kind of started thinking about it in this show today, and I was thinking at first, you know, when I started trusting my own gut, it's kind of like a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
I get a sense of something and I'd follow it and then, wow, the outcome was pretty cool, you know? And then other times I get a sense of something and not follow it and it was like, oh, wow. The outcome kind of was a mixed bag of tricks, you know
yeah.
what I mean? I got some
yeah.
of it, but, whoa, boy, I opened the door to other stuff that wasn't supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, in the perfect timing or it is what it is and no judgment on it, it actually helped the, you know, fine-tuning and getting more clear and more aware, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, there have been many more times I have to admit to not where I've not followed my intuition and I've just, I was sorrier. I'm still kind of, I hear that voice and I'm sensitive to it, but sometimes I get in my own way with it because I have in my mind, what I want to do, and, you know, I want to go with that. It's like a, you know, bulldozer. I just want to just run over that inner voice and say, you know what, no, this is what I want to do. And I'm learning not to be so bossy in that area where it comes to my inner voice and want, you know, drown it out, but, you know, it's still, it works both ways. I listen,
so,
and, you know, sometimes I listen, sometimes I don't.
Okay, so you were saying, you know, just like what popped up for me when you were sharing that was, like, it doesn't sound logical, so I'm not going to swallow it.
Well, more of, no, you know what? I'm the boss, and this is what I want to do.
Not that the intuition would have anything to do with your boss, the boss of who you really are.
No, at all.
I love that. I'm
still getting my own way. Darn it.
Okay, you can have this way if you really want, but you know what? I'm actually giving you your own way, but you know.
Did you see what happens?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, your wish is my command. Oh, no, though, I was going to spare you.
Oh, gosh.
I wonder why we do that. You know, it's kind of like, is this a voice not to trust? I don't know.
Well, I think it's like what you said earlier. We, you know, when we're younger and we hear our parents, our teachers telling us, you know, well, no, the thing my parents said a lot was when I wanted to, I had this inner voice to do something, or you too young to know what you want to do.
Yep.
And so, you know, eventually I started believing that, hey, I'm too young to know what it is that I really want to do. I'm too young to listen to that inner voice. I don't know who that inner voice is. And maybe I'm crazy. Listening to inner voices, when you have an inner voice that you're listening to, that's crazy.
Bingo.
I must have something psychologically wrong with me. So you quit listening to that inner voice because you don't want anybody to know you cuckoo.
Yeah, exactly. It's like other people. And,
mm-hmm.
and it was great that it's great that you share that because everything that you just connected to was outside yourself.
Yeah.
Intuition, like inside, and yet the voices on the outside are actually giving more power to.
Yep.
So the outside people that would think we're cuckoo, the outside guidance, our outside guidance who, you know, one time we looked to for the roof over our head and the clothes on our back, yada yada. You know, their opinion matters more, and it's true. And I guess in the history of going through with people, it was about knowledge and seeking knowledge outside of you. And wisdom is experienced and the experiences of everything, but the knowledge has been the one that's been most acknowledged, so to speak, overall, you know, like our outside cultural. And unless you live in a culture that works with sixth sense, and your psychic energy or metaphysical energies, unless you are immersed in that culture, intuition probably does not get a high rating, or is not something that I know. I didn't grow up like that. I kind of knew that there was an inner gut sense of things, you know, like it was louder, and it was easy for me because of how dysfunctional things were. I definitely thought that there is something not, I don't want to follow that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So out of rebellion, probably, or distrust, I kind of went inside. I wasn't so prone to agree with, you know, who was basically my caregivers. And that kind of, that probably supported a little bit. I still was, but yet I still sought that love and approval and acceptance outside myself and, you know, kind of got me in that confusion. But I'd say right around the time that I had my son, and it was just a really interesting time because my sister lost a child, and it was very significant. That impact of losing this child it made an impact in my life, and I started seeking more of a divine understanding, more of a divine experience. And so with that in mind, right around the time that my son was born, and he was about almost three, in the middle of that search, I went through a very deep, life-changing spiritual experience. And right after that experience, it was a physical experience. It was like waking up. The light went on, and I really felt like the light went on. My whole concept about God and religion and spirit and all my past human experiences, it literally changed. And for a long time, I didn't know, even know how to tell talked to anybody about this. I felt like, wow, this is very strange and kind of woohoo, and no one I had known experienced that similar, what I was going through. And yet, I think a lot of us were happening. That was right around 1988, and a lot of us were experiencing it. But now, talk about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of started activating more high intuition. In other words, I started receiving images, and I started receiving kind of information, kind of like a ticker tape or words or sentences. All these I just felt like I was opened more to that kind of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that I acclimated my reality to that guidance, the more that guidance started flowing in. And it was literally life transforming. And I still, because of that, you know, even after all these years, I still trust that, because I saw my life change and transform and become more in harmony and become more in balance. And my inside experiences started transforming, which then my outside experiences started transforming. And it was pretty powerful, you know, to be able to get a sense that my intuition was not just a buzzword, but it was actually kind of my, you know, it was a more of a reality of getting to know who I was or who I truly am beyond my, you know, my physical appearance. So that was really cool when that started happening.
I guess I'm trying to, there's so many times where I've heard that inner voice, and I'm trying to pick one in particular. I can remember a particular time where I was at the grocery store. I had gotten off of work, and I was kind of in a hurry to get home. I was tired. It was late. It was hot outside, and I hated stopping at the store after work to get something. But I can't remember what it was I needed, but I needed something. I get in the store. And I get in the shortest line possible. And I get in this line, and I knew that I was not going to be done soon. The line was short, but I knew something was telling me, you know, you're not going to be out of here anytime soon. And there was a problem with the lady's check or something. There was a problem with something. And so the line was held up for a while, and I'm thinking, okay, I want to go home. All I want to do is just go home. Why is this taking so long? And I decided, you know what, there must be a reason why I'm stuck in this line. And sure enough, I finally get through the line, get in my car, and turn on the radio and realize that there is an accident in the direction that I was going to take to get home. And if I had not heard that, I would have been stuck in that all afternoon. And so hearing that, being stuck in the grocery store and hearing that on the radio allowed me to take a different route and get home sooner than I probably would have if I would have gotten stuck in that traffic.
Yeah, that's a great visual that you're sharing with me. I remember recently that so kind of to segue into, you know, that particular experience. Some of the things that I can trust and that feel pretty predominant for me is the body sensations, you know, like the physical gut reaction. A lot of people, it's like, trust your gut. It really is. Your body is telling you something.
You do feel it there too, though.
Yeah, you can feel it there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can literally, and some people feel like sometimes it's the back of it. It's also like, you know, depending on how people listen, there's all, you know, different physical body sensations, hair on the back of the neck. That's one of my the things that I trust. And sometimes my intuition speaks to me softly. So I'll ask a question, and I kind of live with questions. One of them was when I was house cleaning for a living a long time ago, I would ask, you know, I would go through these spiritual questions, and I'd say, ask different questions, and one of the things, I was stripping off this old contact paper that the previous owners put on my on our cabinets. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this stuff is hard to get off. And I said, wow, this stuff is hard to get off. And all of a sudden, I have this image of when we are immersed or in our conditions when they are covering us, like these cabinets, there are parts peeling away to get back to who we are and to get back to remembering who we are. Parts of those conditions that we've stuck on ourselves, sometimes they're easier to peel away, but then you get down to the other conditions that we've lived longer with, and they're like those little pieces, you know, that won't come off. You know what I'm saying? They're like those little tiny pieces that don't come off really smooth, and they're just stuck on there, and they're fragments, and they've lived longer with us, and they come around the loop, and we find that the harder it is to hold, or the longer we hold on to stuff, or the harder it is to release it, those pieces can sometimes block us from listening to our intuition. So that was a great metaphor, you know, that, you know, kind of like one of those things that started helping me with my inner transformation. You know, I would get messages when I was cleaning houses, because my intuition was relating to the activities that I was doing. So it was helping me kind of fine tune my own, you know, that own dial, my inner dialogue with my higher self. It was helping me grow that sense of awareness by having that inner dialogue. And I began to trust those, asking the questions and then believing that the answers would show up. It was a great way, you know, for me to start working with my inner guidance that way, because I would do that more, you know, more and more when I'd start having answers like that show up.
I want to mention, too, we have some guests in the chat room. Corey 5, Ellie 1, Energy 1. We have two guests and Lainey Reed. Thank you guys for listening. There, someone was wondering, let's see, Energy 1 was wondering if this show is a two-way conversation only. You guys are very welcome to call in. If you have a question for us, we welcome your calls. Or if you want to put your question up on the chat, we welcome that, and we'll be happy to answer anything that you put to us.
Yeah, we're still getting the working around the chat room as far as questions. So if you've got a question, we'll be happy to answer that. Hello to all of you. We so appreciate you joining us on our chat room, and yes, your questions are welcome. And part of us, we start with having a two-way conversation, and yet we're always spontaneous and in providing, you know, if you've got feedback or you want to share or you'd like us to share, we definitely would love that.
Yes, please. And thank you guys again for listening and participating in the chat.
Now, I'm thinking that Ellie was saying about one of her identifications for her was that she feels her guide's energy around her lower legs, which is quite heavy, where her angel's energy is light, and she feels it on their top area. So that's good because, you know, like I said, trusting your gut. And for Ellie, one, that's one of the ways that she feels, you know, her connections, which is great because, like I said, we all physically feel it in different places. Sometimes our blocks are different as well as the openings, you know, when we know one of our guides are wanting to get our attention. So thanks for sharing that, Ellie.
Lainey Reed made a good point. If I'm keeping up with the chat, she says that resentment blocks her intuition sometimes, and I can so attest to that. It can block your intuition. I thought that was good that you put that up there.
Well, remember when you were talking about I want what I want.
Oh.
You know, I want my way. You're like fighting with yourself, and you know you're the only you and you are the only one in the room.
Oh God! Yep, that's exactly what it in a nutshell for me. Resentment blocks mine. I like that.
Well, you know, I started, I think, when I was always like a deep secret truth. So a couple of things that came to me one time I was taking a shower and I got these words called "Get to the truth and the truth will set you free." And I didn't know that was a biblical, religious, any type of thing because at that point I was not so religious. or not so anything. You know, I didn't study any particular thing, but I thought that was an interesting word. You know, I kind of heard something about that, but I didn't know it. And so I found the pieces of that kind of put me on this journey or this pathway of knowing what the heck does that mean. And through a couple other books that described their spiritual experiences. So it was kind of like those were things that were coming into that my intuition kind of had led me. I understood that in the paraphrase was, when I discover the truth of who I am and when I start listening to it, it frees me up to be able to be led by my own inner guidance and not give my power away to other people. Mm-hmm. Not that other people's opinions or concerns or thoughts aren't valid, but to not put them in front of my own. That was a big thing. And some of that started spiritual for me because I was really on a journey after that spiritual awakening to start really understanding what truth meant, you know, from that inner perspective, more than trying to get, you know, because it's confusing out here. Everybody's in alignment or attracted to their own spiritual path, mm-hmm. and it doesn't look the same. So that was a great segue, you know, a great dialogue that I had that helped me say, okay, I'm going to start questioning things, and yet if it resonates with me, which it happens, too, then I know, you know, I'm still able to have that inner dialogue first.
Yeah. Corey Five asked, has anyone ever ignored their intuition when it came to another person because you were worried that you weren't being empathetic or sympathetic? And I have to say, I did have this happen to me a few times, but one time in particular that I remember, there was a coworker of mine that I worked with. We started at the same time in the office, and because everybody else was kind of paired up, I don't know how that happened in that office, but everybody was paired up. And there was like two people that would go to lunch at the same time, and then there's other two people that would go to lunch at the same time, and these other two people that would go to lunch at the same time. And so we started hanging out together, and there was something about the whole thing that just didn't feel right to me about hanging out with her. And there was a voice in my head that said, this is not a good idea. This is not a good idea. But I ignored it because I felt like just because that inner voice was telling me this was not a good idea, I felt like because I liked the woman, I really liked her, that I could ignore that because I had genuine feelings for her. I liked her. Sometimes she would stay later at work waiting for her husband to pick her up, and I would wait with her so she wouldn't be alone or bring her to where her husband was. And eventually, it bit me in the butt because I didn't know that she felt kind of out of place in the office, and so did I. And I didn't know that sharing that conversation, in our conversation, sharing with each other, that she was taking it back to the boss and telling her everything that I was saying about being in the office. So it did. That's happened to me before, but that's one that sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, and I was sitting there thinking about when you were talking about at the own expense. I've had several relationships where I've stayed in them longer, even though my intuition is saying, you know, this is not working for you, this is not serving for you. Family members, you know, it's part of those conditionings that you kind of like. I thought love. I used to say love will conquer all. Yes, love does conquer all in the sense of the power of love. And yet mm-hmm. unloving people or people that are choose to be unloving are out here. And so mm-hmm. I need to listen to my intuition to create those healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because at my own expense, no thank you. So there is a learning process, I think, when we talk about, you know, trusting yourself. You've got to really trust yourself. My intuition brings me peace when I trust it. When I don't trust my intuition, I find that it's a mixed bag of tricks for me still.
Mm-hmm.
A recent example, another thing is I get flashed, I get images. And so I was on my way to work, and the image was go down straight down the road I was on. I was already on. But I have this little way that I go, another little road that I take. And so it just flashed. And it wasn't like anything else. I just got this image. So I thought, well, I don't know. So I got to the light, turned, got on the other road that I normally take. And with, like within 5 minutes, I was back-to-back traffic, like you were talking about, congestion. And I started laughing out loud. Okay, there's my cosmic joke. You know, because you told me, you sent me this image, you know, go just straight down the road. And okay. It was funny, but I didn't listen. I didn't trust the image. Not that I didn't trust the image. I just wanted, like you said, my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that was my cosmic joke of the day, saying, okay, when you give me a picture, and I'm connected to that present moment, I will follow it. And I just started having this conversation with myself, going, okay, I'm sorry, you know. But it was a great reminder that sometimes they come in different. That your intuition, your higher self. Even your guides, they work through your intuition, and they will come in different forms. And they can come in a whisper. I'll get words, or they'll come in images,
mm-hmm.
or they'll come through people. I remember I was in a bookstore not long ago, like probably maybe about 2 years ago, and I wanted these tapes, and I thought, oh my gosh, they don't have them in here, but I really wanted them. But then all of a sudden, something was telling me they're here. And so I started saying, okay, take me to where they are. You know what I mean? Because I was like logically looking. I asked. They said, well, it looks like the inventory's here, but it was nowhere in the place. I went to the discount little area, and I just was led. I just let, you know, the pictures kind of go leading, this impression of going here, go here. There they were. It cracked me up because I really wanted them. But it was another way of me trusting that guidance,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it was actually, yeah, you know, they're here, and not to leave the store until I picked them up. So that was another really cool incident or, you know, experience. And then I started just growing those experiences, you know, on and on.
Yeah, and the funny thing about that was what I was just talking about also, I didn't just get now. That just because I got to admit this, just because I like that person didn't mean that I shouldn't listen to my voice. I just got that when I started talking about that. So that's helping me clear. That's helping me clear that up because I had still kind of been stuck in that for up until now. So that was great therapy for me just now.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, one of the ones that Ellie's. Energy has the gift of clairvoyance, so her comes through the way of feelings, and then Ellie was saved by her angel guides. She was driving home on a motorway when her mind's eye, she could see a truck broken down on the fast lane. She ignored it, but it would not leave her mind. When she was approaching the fast lane, she heard a voice telling her to switch lanes, and above the bend of the truck, it was broken down. She was on the fast lane. She had ignored the guidance. She would have been killed. Yes. Do you know, Ellie, this is a great story. We were driving, my husband and I were driving on a road trip, and there was a truck of bricks right in front of us, and he was looking at the bricks, and all of a sudden, and I was not paying attention. I was, like, looking somewhere else because he was driving. He goes, I think those bricks are going to come loose. Right, and so we switched lanes, and right after he said that, oh, my gosh, the brick jumped off the daggone truck. And it would have hit our car right in our windshield. And I thought, oh, my gosh. So we pulled up and we're like waving to the truck driver to say, you need to pull over and get the bricks. And those bricks probably would have started tumbling down if he hadn't, you know. But that was, you know, I've had near misses like that too. It was like almost like you have those unseen forces. Yes, Ellie, since I have changed on a spiritual path. Ellie, we're going to have another show about, you know, the supernatural occurrences because we'll have to share. One time I was, I totaled a car and rolled it, and between the time of it starting and the time of it me waking up, I have no idea who saved me, but it was a definite angelic occurrence. and we'll have to share some of those paranormal things. You're welcome, because you know what? That led to part of my spiritual pathway. I was a little stubborn. It took me a little time, but those things do. They start. You get to trust your spiritual sense. You get to trust that it's more in your physical body. It's more in your physical experiences than now, and you give yourself permission started happening. When you give yourself permission to have a spiritual experience in your physical consciousness, it continues to grow and evolve, even your human experiences, I believe. Okay. Ah, so see, she gets to see angels now as a natural occurrence. I really sense my angels, and they speak to me like in words or like ticker tape information, and colors. Colors is another big thing for me. So
and
thanks,
guys,
for sharing that, Ellie.
Your dreams also. Don't dismiss however weird it is. Don't dismiss that either, because sometimes when we miss things, we miss those voices, or we miss those little nuggets in our daily life. You can also get those little nudges in your dream also. So don't dismiss those.
Yeah, they are beautiful, Ellie. The angels, they really do leave you with a feeling of love and hope. Well, that was one of the things about even when I was learning about being truthful with myself. Even if I felt like I was cleaning up some things in my life that maybe the mistakes or misjudgments I had made, any time that my intuition really wanted to show me the actual reality picture, it was with love and compassion, and the conviction that I was feeling, that inner conviction, actually opened the door for me to be fearful judgment kind of judgment. Anytime judgment and fear and things are part of that, that is not your intuition, because your highest best nature does not work with that. Now, it will help you be aware of situations and danger, and it will bring you awareness, but it doesn't come from that fearful, scared, condemning energy.
Anxious.
That's a low
energy.
Vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to kind of start even checking and questioning if the messages are coming in that way. So that's great. Oh, lots more guests. Thank you. 109, 1056, or 1009, 1056, 1083, Corey and Cortelius. Thank you for sharing and coming up. If you all have any questions.
Thank you, guys.
Another thing that was interesting that was so funny, one day I decided I'd get very bold with my intuition. So here's a couple stories when I started wanting to get to know my intuition, my higher self better. I said, okay. I looked at my wardrobe and I said, pick out an outfit, you know? And I was just like laughing. And all of a sudden these images, a shirt or a skirt or a dress, is like all of a sudden they started showing up in my mind. And I'm going, holy smokes, man, I never wore that together. It was the funnest time. I said, woo, okay. So I started putting outfits together. And I'd start like going out throughout my day asking the same thing. You know, where should I move this or where should I move that? And I started playing with that. Now, if somebody would have been around me, they would have thought I was absolutely nuts. Because, like, who's she talking to? But it was a great way for me to start, you know, growing those experiences. And, of course, you know, I thought, I'm taking a risk. You know, why not? So another time, I remember I kept getting this towel impression. My daughter was, my middle daughter was about 2. And I was getting this, bring a towel with you, because I was going out the door. What do you mean towel? I don't need a towel. You know, but it was really light impression, bring a towel, just towel. The word towel, a towel, bring it. No, I don't think so. I got in the car, and about 15 minutes down the road, she gets sick. It was like, oh, that's what the towel was for, okay. Duh. So that was kind of interesting. And then another time that was pretty clear was, I kept getting this dress. She was in Mommy's Day Out, and she was about 3, 3 and a half. And I kept getting this dress, like pick this dress when I was like trying to dress her that morning. And I'm like, oh, why would I want to put a dress? You know, it's like I was arguing with myself, and the dress was really strong. And so I didn't take the dress, and it was picture day. Picture day. And I thought, oh, frick. So, you know, of course, you know, hello, another, you know, so when I don't use it, I get to learn from those times too. And I kind of create humor around a lot of my, you know, falling down and learning, because it's easier to swallow, I guess. But That was great. Another way, Angela, I don't know how yours kind of comes, but if I'm missing the boat, it comes in threes. Sometimes it comes in threes. It's like if I'm really needing to pay attention and I'm not listening, like I'm distracted or I'm not taking, like I'm not getting enough rest, I'm not spending time, really getting still or quiet, it'll come in threes. So if I'm meant to, like, work with a teacher or a spiritual teacher or a retreat, it'll come from three different places if I'm not paying attention. That's a really cool thing for me to have.
I'm going to have to pay attention to that, but usually when I'm not paying attention, I'll have something really big come and, like, slap me right in the face. Just something that, I can't say, well, I don't know, if that was about what I was, wanting or if that was something I was thinking about just a few minutes ago. I'll have something really huge just come and knock me right down, and then I have no choice but to pay attention to it. But I'm going to have to look into the number of that, though, and see. That'll be fun to pay attention to.
People, you are big on numbers too. You see
yes.
a lot of numbers when
I
something's
see numbers
trying to pay attention
all
to you.
Of the time. Yesterday, I see series of numbers all day. I'll see four. Yesterday, I saw 444, 666, 999. I saw 1111 a few times. I saw the clock 1111, and then 111 because I was up really late last night. So yeah, I'm always seeing numbers, always.
Yeah, and you're good on that because I don't get the number so much as like impressions, and it has to do with that like body sensations or like ticker tape about people. I'll get information from them, and so it's like more empathic and more about I think clairaudient. I'm closer to the clairaudient. Oh, Ellie was talking about cool blows in your face. She pays attention. Hi, Vicki. Another shout out to Vicki, someone that joined us. Thanks for showing up.
Hi, Vicki.
Let's see what else. Oh, an urge to go. That keeps pestering me. It's kind of like, mm-hmm. It's just kind of like this urge, a sense of urgency. And not a danger, not like a danger, but it's like you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's a physical sensation. You're not paying attention. You need to go now.
Now.
And one time I was like wrestling with myself on going to this metaphysical expo, and I got up and I was tired and I didn't want to go, and it was like no, it's like go. It's like I had to go, and believe it or not, it was great because there was like two readings there that I ended up getting that actually launched some of my expansion this summer. But had I not listened to that and I had gone with my mood, I would have never met those two people. And it was about working with some healing modalities that I've added to my my work. So that was pretty powerful for me because I was not in the mood to go at all to this expo. And I was in my head too much that morning, and yet I trusted the sensation that I needed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one time where even if I was arguing with it, I still trusted that sensation. So that was pretty powerful for me. Just, this summer, it really helped grow that experience.
Yeah. I think coming out here, moving from Louisiana to California, I've been having that shove to move to California for a couple of years, but I wanting to go, but not really making a move to do that. And then once I made the decision, everything just fell into place. I have to admit, though, once I got here, I was a little scared, and I had my moment of, oh my God, what the hell did I do? I just moved me and my kids, and I just left from everything that I've ever known. But since I've been here, when I've needed something and I've asked for it, I've always gotten it. So it's kind of like a you made the right move. It's like my intuition, listening to my intuition, and I have all these little nuggets that are saying, no, you made the right move, everything is going to be fine. So I know I made the right move, and I'm listening to my intuition, but, still it was kind of shaky in the first couple of weeks there.
Well, yeah, not only that, but what was the biggest thing is that when we, a couple of things that you got out of this was your numbers were lining up that
yes.
you had no idea until after you moved, and when you made that decision and you trusted that, even on that side, prior to your move, things were like starting to, people start showing up buying the things you had put out there.
Everything I put on Craigslist left.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So that was great. We're kind of having to wrap this show up. Lanyard, Energy, let's see, Energy, bye-bye, and Corey, thanks for showing up. We're thinking about having a guest speaker about Law of Attraction next Sunday, so we'll check in about that to be announced. But in wrapping this up, any time that you all want to share and, talk about some of these other things that are connected to angels, intuition, any of these spiritual eclectic conversations, even fun movies, we're kind of looking at the metaphors of movies. Please, by all means, you're welcome to send us an email at tweakingyourvibrations@gmail.com. And, give us some feedback of what you'd like to talk about, because we really want people to, we want participation. We love that. And we love to bring new, we don't know everything.
No, we don't. And we're not saying that we do know everything. this is our experience, and we're sharing it.
Oh, yes. And we love when people want to participate. It's like that synergy blend of people, coming from all different places and sharing those experiences. Some are similar, and some of them are diverse, and we love that. We're kind of like really hodgepodge of conversations, so we love that. And if you want to send us, new topics and stuff, or if you want to take a look at our site, we do put our show notes on our tweakingyourvibrations.com site, so that if there's any discussion, and you're welcome to join our site and have the updates as well. But we're just going to kind of wrap this up. Let's see. Yes, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're on Facebook and Twitter. And those links also are on tweakingyourvibrations.com website. But, boy, Angela, this went too fast. We are talking about an hour.
I know.
Sometimes we think it's not going to go as fast, and then all of a sudden we get excited, and now that we're having more participation, I really do believe we're going to have to up in an hour.
Yeah, an hour. Yeah, because somebody was saying that earlier. They were saying, it's just not enough time. And I put in the chat, we have been talking about doing it for an hour. But this, this really, we appreciate you guys so much for coming in and with your questions and your comments and listening in. And, we definitely see now that we need to have an hour. Because we want your participation also, and so we want to have time for everybody to get in what they need to get in.
And Ellie was coming in from Ireland, so that was really cool.
I've
got a little Scot-Irish in myself, so that was cool that she's speaking to us.
I don't know. It must have been like, Irish or Scottish in another life or something, because the Celtic thing, I'm connected to that.
Yeah, it's what I feel like we have another and that would be another that would be a good next conversation about past lifetimes. That might be some cool, because there are some recent experiences that showed up about that. Anyway, we so love and appreciate all of you, and we're honored that you're hanging out with us today. Our call will be next Sunday, so we'll take a look at Law of Attraction, Universal Law of Attraction, and actually put that put it in application. We'll talk about some of how we share our thoughts and how our thoughts and our heart's desires and how they manifest, because Angel and I have a lot of thoughts and experiences of seeing things show up like this and kind of, the practice and how we learn to let go of attachments and things. And we may have a guest speaker next Sunday, and we may not. We're going to find out from her, but she also works with coaching around Law of Attraction. But we so appreciate you. So 2 to 3 Central Time next Sunday, we'll be on the air, on the internet air. Is that what we call it? And thanks for coming out today. And we hope you have an amazing week. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a blessed week. And we look forward to seeing you. And again, stop by and come say hi to us at tweakingyourvibrations.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you.
And have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.